Leanne Rimes, How Do I Live Without You, another rather lovely melodic track. Easy to sing along to as well. I like that quality of that song. So, yes, well, we're over halfway now, and loads more excitement still to come. So don't go leaving this station or stopping the playback if you're listening to it not live. But anyway, interesting facts in between songs with questions in the title. The facts don't have questions in the title, the songs do. The facts are just interesting. Now, we've all been obsessed with superheroes at some point in our lives, I'm sure. People enjoying DC and the MCU right now in cinemas, and certainly over the last few years. Did you know scientists once gave mice superhero-like night vision using nanoparticles? While testing in a lab, it says here a few lucky mice, did they want this ability? A few lucky mice were granted the ability to see perfectly in the dark when scientists utilised nanoparticles that convert infrared light to visible light. So, yeah. Whether the mice then ate carrots to further enhance it, I don't know. You just associate rabbits with eating carrots, don't you? Anyway, let's move on, shall we? Enough superhero mice. Danger Mouse was good. He wasn't really a superhero, though. He was just courageous. Anyway, time for a bit of Elton. Classic Elton. Can you feel the love tonight? Lion King vibes.
There's a calm surrender sharp day, when the heat of a rolling wave can't be turned away, an enchanted moment and a it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this warrior.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight from Elton John on the soundtrack of the original Lion King film that came out in the early to mid 90s, didn't it? Yes, great stuff. Always enjoyed that track as well. Fantastic. Speaking of singing, and we do speak of that quite frequently on this programme, it makes sense. I love this fact. Of all the random facts you can find, this is brilliant. Just imagining this taking place. People in medieval England took part in the equivalent of rap battles. Yes, we've all seen rap battles. Basically, people insulting each other to rhyme over drum and bass or something similar. Before rap battles, there was something in medieval times called flighting, F-L-Y-T-I-N-G, flighting. This is when two opponents would trade insults at each other, and it was widely popular in the 15th and 16th centuries. I can imagine that. That would just be cool. Guys coming together in giant suits of armour. Then, it's a case of sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Well, not if you lose at flighting. Oh, no. Brilliant. I've got plenty more ridiculous facts still to share with you. So, yeah, keep it here. Don't go anywhere. And time now for a ridiculous song with a question in the title. Check where your own trousers are before listening to this.
I've just come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm no very big and I'm awful shy. And the lassies shout when I go by, Donald, where's your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low. Through the streets in my kit I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? A lassie took me to a ball, and it was slippery in the hall, and I was feared that I would fall, for I had me on my trousers. Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kilt I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? Now I went down to London town, and I had some fun in the underground. The ladies turned their heads around, saying, Donald, where are your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kilt I'll go. All the lassies say hello, Donald, where's your trousers? To wear the kilt is my delight, it is not wrong, I know it's right. The islanders would get a fright if they saw me in the trousers. The wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kilt I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? The lassies want me, everyone will let them catch me if they can. You can't take the breeks off a Highland man, and I don't wear the trousers. Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low, through the streets in my kit I'll go. All the lassies say, hello, Donald, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers? Oh, well, that's the way we sing the song in Scotland. But, of course, the song might have more international appeal, sung something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I've just come down from the Isle of Scotland. I'm nowhere big and I'm awful shy. The lassie shout when I go by, Madonna, away to true love. A little wind blow, I let the wind blow. Through the streets of my field I go. All the lassies shout, go, go. Madonna, away to true love. Oh, man, I'm all rock and roll. I gotta move it and groove it to save my soul. Grab your kill and go, go, go. Hey, Donna, how is it to die? A little wind blow, I let the wind blow low. Through the ginger mark, you let go. Oh, yeah, go, go, go. Hey, Donna, how is it to die?
Ah, she has come down from the Isle of Skye. I'm low, and the big in the muffle shy. And the lassies shout when I go by, Donna, where's your trousers? Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low. Through the streets in the kilt I'll go. All the lassies say hello, Donna, where's your trousers? Donald, where's your trousers?
Phoenix FM.
Andy Stewart and Donald, where's your trousers? Fabulous. So, more crazy facts to share with you. This is a kind of worrying fact, really, when you think about climate change and stuff like that that's clearly going on. Did you know Antarctica is covered in a sheet of ice that's 7,000 feet thick? You imagine if that melts. That is an ice field that is as thick as about 18 or 19 football pitches. That's the thickness of it. Yeah, if that ever melted, it would raise sea levels all across the globe an estimated 200 feet. Now, the site that I'm looking at is based in America, clearly, because that says that's enough to submerge much of the Gulf and Atlantic coastal areas of the US. I think the world's landscape would vastly change if we had an ice sheet 7,000 feet thick suddenly melt due to global warming. That would be craziness. It probably isn't 7,000 feet thick anymore, you know, but there we go. You can't really comprehend that. It's just gigantic. Anyway, here is a charity track that certainly evokes thoughts, memories, feelings.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. throw your arms around the world, Christmas time. But say a prayer, pray for the other one. At Christmas time, it's hard.
And the Christmas bells that ring there are the clanging chimes.
Time for the deprived. If the table was turned, would you survive?
Here's to them underneath that burning sun.
You ain't gotta feel guilt, just selfless. Give a little help to the helpless.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Do they know it's Christmas? Band-Aid, great stuff. Now, fascinating fact-wise, this is another one that's a bit unnerving, really. This is actually true. When you think about life and how it works, this is mad. Did you know there is a species of jellyfish that never dies? Turritopsis dawnii, aka the immortal jellyfish, is known to be able to revert back into its adolescent state after going through adulthood, making it basically eternal. How is that even a thing? Why are people not examining this creature and seeing how every species could do that, or traits that it has that might be possible with other living organisms? Absolutely incredible. Goes through adulthood and then reverts back to its adolescent state and can just do that over and over again. Cripes. Right, let's all ask ourselves right now, though, musically, where is the feeling?
Phoenix FM.
That was Kylie in her experimental phase. Where is the feeling? Fantastic stuff. So, more wacky facts, interesting facts, crazy facts to share with you. This is ridiculous. Did you know a single watermelon once sold for over $6,000? A Japanese man in 2008 bought a nearly black Dentsuki watermelon for 650,000 yen, which is the equivalent of $6,100. What's that now? Probably about £4,750, nearly £5,000. It's a special kind of watermelon only grown on the island of Hokkaido and has a different kind of sweetness than the watermelon we're used to eating. Yeah, it better be good for that price. Having said that, I once worked in Harrods in the kitchenware department demonstrating products, so we had to purchase fruit and vegetables and blend them up and give them away in smoothies. I ran short of pineapples late on one evening, couldn't be bothered to travel further afield to cheaper stores, went to Harrods' own grocery section, purchased one pineapple from Harrods. This is probably a good 6 or 7 years ago. £9 for one pineapple in Harrods. So if you do your grocery shopping in Harrods, you don't expect Aldi prices. Let's just leave it there. Right, let's have another track with a question in the title. Don't You Want Me? This is the Human League, but this is also remixed.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you. I picked you out, I shook you up and turned you around, turned you into someone new. Now 5 years later, I
FM.
A remixed and funked up version of the Human League's Don't You Want Me Baby There. Questioning the title, eligible for this programme. Yes, it's a letter Q special. Not tracks that begin with Q or artists that begin with Q, but songs with questions in them. Just because there are a dearth of tracks that begin with Q, and I didn't want to play a load of stuff by Queen. So, there we go. We're probably three quarters of the way through this programme now. Hope you stay with me for the final quarter as well and find out interesting things in between the music, like this. Did you know we say spaghetti, confetti and graffiti? Each of those has a singular form. Spaghetti is many bits. Confetti is lots of little bits. Graffiti is lots of things making up artwork. They're all an O instead. Singular, you get spaghetto, confetto and graffito. Now that just sounds weird. Do you want some spaghetti bolognese? Can I just have a spaghetto bolognese? Just put some sauce on one bit of spaghetti. Can we throw confetti at your wedding? No, nope. Each person gets a confetto to throw. And then I've painted this one streak on the wall with a spray can. It's a graffito. That's just weird, but it's true. I love stuff like that, finding out stuff about words. Quite fascinating. And now we're going to Monaco, not for a Grand Prix, but simply to ask ourselves, what do you want from me? Oh, yes.
Taking my life away, ruining everything. What do you want?
Phoenix FM.
Monaco and What Do You Want From Me? I've got some brilliant facts to share with you, so I'm going to get through them quickly. Did you know Shakespeare invented more than 1,700 words? Yes, one of the greatest playwrights of all time, producing stuff like Romeo and Juliet, Midsummer Night's Dream, and tragedies like Macbeth, Hamlet, etc. But in order to create those plays and his famous poems, he sometimes resorted to making up his own words, many of which have stayed in our language today. So you can thank Shakespeare for the existence of the following words: moonbeam, laughable, eyeball, bump, puking, champion, bedroom, excitement, and zany. I can't believe bedroom was invented by Shakespeare. What was it, a chamber until then? Unbelievable. Excitement? What? How? Anyway, this is incredible to me. Bump as well. It just seems like it should have always been there. Champion? This is craziness. Shakespeare invented those words: moonbeam, laughable, eyeball, bump, puking, champion, bedroom, excitement, and zany. I can kind of get it with moonbeam and zany, but all the others just seem bizarre. Right, from Shakespeare to another incredible artist, Craig David. What's your flavour, Craig? Tell us, please.
What's your flavour? Tell me what's your flavour. What's your flavour? Tell me what's your flavour.
What's your flavour?
What's your flavour? Tell me what's your flavour. What's your flavour? Tell me what's your flavour.
I met this black girl in the club, went by the name of Pecan Deluxe. This ice cream was high maintenance. When I took her out, nearly cost me $20. Met this chick named Walnut, but nearly made me sick to the point of throwing up. So I called chocolate chip with the sweet toffee crisp, and I still can't get enough.
Yeah.
With the drop top down in the park when it's simmering. These ice creams looking so fly that I just can't lie. It all seems too bewildering. They got these grown men running around screaming out, acting worse than chittering. But who flow better, no better, stack cheddar, get more tongues better than this ice cream veteran.
She wants that
one.
She wants
what I need. And cinnamon girls, I'm feeling them, can't stop picking them. That's why they got me dribbling hot fudge sauce, and it's all over my Timberlands. I took them caramel with a hint of vanilla with a little chocolate sprinkling. They make me spend my dividends. These sweet things make me feel like I'm good again.
What's your flavor?
Phoenix FM.
Another track that gets you moving, Craig David and What's Your Flavour. This is my alphabet letter Q special on the show that goes like this. Around about 16 minutes left, so keep it here to the bitter end, please, lovely Fact fans. Hope you're enjoying the tracks as well. Have you predicted any of them? I said at the top of the show, all the tracks are going to have questions in the title. Can you guess any that have come up? Have you? How are you feeling pleased with yourself? Well, you've still got time. You still might squeeze two or three more in before I leave you today. Now, here's another brilliant fact. Did you know bubble wrap was originally invented as wallpaper? Now, that would be mad. Yes. Imagine it plastered all over the walls of your home. Engineer Al Fielding and Swiss inventor Marc Chavanez invented bubble wrap by accident in 1957 while trying to create a textured wallpaper by sealing two shower curtains together to trap air bubbles. I can kind of understand, you know, the idea behind it and the look they were going for, but if you had bubble wrap wallpaper in every room in your house, it would be like having some sort of padded cell, wouldn't it? Yeah. Although there's something slightly reassuring about being able to run into a wall and know it won't hurt. Brilliant. So, yes, more music to squeeze in. Let's squeeze some more in right now. It has to have a question in the title. I think we should go all Spice Girls on ourselves. Let's do it. Who do you think you are, Spice Girls? Can you tell us, please?
FM.
Who do you think you are from the Spice Girls' fantastic track? Well, we can still squeeze two more tracks into this letter Q alphabet special on the show that goes like this today, so I'm excited about that for you, and I've got one brilliant, brilliant fact left to share with you. Well, maybe I'll try and squeeze a few more in the last link, but here we go. We've all used eBay. Well, maybe that's not true. We've all seen eBay. We're all familiar with eBay. We all know eBay exists as an online auction marketplace, amongst other things now. But yes, for people who've used eBay and understand a lot about it, this is fascinating. The first item ever sold on eBay was a broken laser pointer. Now that is disappointing, isn't it? Almost literally. A broken laser pointer. Obviously you should be careful when you shop online. Mark Fraser was fully aware he was getting a broken laser pointer when he bought it for $14.83 from Pierre Omidyar, eBay's founder, back in 1995. Incredible. That 28 years ago the first item was sold on eBay. What a brilliant idea. An online marketplace where people can sell stuff and eBay take a very small commission from everything that's sold, and it makes them billions of dollars. Absolutely incredible. Amazing stuff, yeah. Stuff like that does fascinate me. Right, let's have a track, the penultimate track of this show, asking, have you ever seen the rain? Here are the fabulous Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's the alphabet special onto the letter Q. That was Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have you ever seen the rain? In case you've missed all the information I've given throughout the time we've been here, Yeah, not tracks or artists that begin with the letter Q, but questions. Questions in everything. And then fascinating facts in between the question-related music. It's been another fabulous couple of hours I've been broadcasting to you this evening, or day, or whenever you're listening on catch-up. It could be an entirely different... You could be the morning. Happy morning, if it is. But yeah, thanks for being here. Hope you've enjoyed it. Try and squeeze in a few facts before I leave you then with a corking track. Did you know there was a prehistoric dragonfly and its wings spanned more than 2 feet? More than 300 million years ago, the Meganeura was considered the largest insect on Earth, a wingspan that stretched around 2.5 feet. That's craziness. Now, am I going to put myself through this? I think I am. I apologise to any New Zealanders out there who are familiar with this. Now, we've all heard of that place in Wales with the long lane that starts Llanfair, Pwyl, Gwyn, Gilgo, Gerith, whatever. The longest place name in the world is 85 letters long and it's nearly impossible to pronounce. I'm going to have to do this very slowly. Taumata Wakatangi Hanga Koau Auto Tamatea Turi Puka Kapiki Maunga Horo Nuku Pokai Wenau Kitana Tahu. You wouldn't want to say it more than once. It's a city in New Zealand, 85 letters long. Crikey. Did you know also, at this moment in time, Japan is suffering from a ninja shortage? In 2018, the city of Iga, which claims to be the birthplace of the ninja, suffered from a ninja shortage, despite the fact they're willing to pay salaries as high as $85,000, about £65,000 a year, to be a ninja. Did you know as well, lobsters have clear blood? People may think they have blue blood, but it only goes blue when it comes into contact with oxygen. In its body, lobster's blood is clear. There we go. Fascinating facts. That's your last one. To play us out tonight, a song with a question in it. Slightly provocative. I enjoy it. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? There we go. See you soon.
Okay. Yeah. Are we about to get it just a little hot and sweaty in this?
Ooh, baby.
Ladies, let's go. Soldiers, let's go. Let me talk to y'all and just, you know, give you a little situation. Listen.
You see the get hot every time I come through. When I step up in the spot, make the place sizzle like a summertime cookout. Proud for the best chick, yes, I'm on a lookout. So banging, shorty like a belly dancer with it. Smell good, pretty skin, so gangster with it. No tricks, only diamonds under my sleeve. Give me the number, but make sure you hot before you leave.
I know you like me.
I know you do.
That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you. And I know you want it. It's easy to see. And in the back of your mind, I know you should be home with me. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't you? Don't you? Fight the feeling.
Leave it alone.
Cause if it ain't love, it just ain't enough to leave a happy home. Let's keep it friendly. You have to play fair. See, I don't care, but I know she ain't gonna wanna share.
Baby,
don't you? All right, sing. Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me?
Raw.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
Big fun.
Don't you?
okay. I see how it's going down.
Don't you?
Seem like shorty want a little menage to pop off or something.
Let's go, let's go.
Well, let me get straight to it. A broad won't watch it. When I come through, it's the God Almighty looking all brand new. A shorty want to jump in my Aston Van Jewish. Looking at me all like you really want to do it. Try to put it on me to my black and bluish. You want to play with a player girl and play on? Trip out the Chanel and leave the lingerie on. Watch me and I'ma watch you at the same time. Looking like you won't break my back. You're the very reason why I keep a pack of the Magnum. And with the wagon, get you in the back of the Magnum. For the record, don't think it was something you did. Shorty, you all on me because it's hard to resist the kid. I got an idea that's dope for y'all as y'all can get cool. I can hit the boat for y'all, don't worry about it.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Oh.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Like me.
Don't you? Don't you, baby?
Don't you?
Alright, sing. Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me?
Raw.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
Happy Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.